Fight among themselves next week will be critical for the president's spending plans. We'll talk to Mitchell Miller at 6:10.
The Marine Corps Marathon has been canceled again. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's 6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. President Biden reacting to disturbing images showing U.S. border agents on horseback being aggressive with Haitian migrants.
It's an embarrassment, but it's beyond an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong.
A swift investigation is underway.
This is Manuel Bojorquez in Del Rio, Texas. The number of migrants still assembled under the bridge is now zero. That's a drastic change from just 11 days ago when nearly 15,000 migrants, mostly from Haiti, assembled under that bridge, set up an encampment, hoping to get into the United States and seek asylum.
Now that the CDC approves a COVID booster shot from Pfizer for some Americans, what about the other vaccines? Here's CBS's Natalie Brand.
Moderna is in the process of seeking FDA authorization for a booster, and Johnson & Johnson is expected to follow suit. The administration's health officials hope to make additional recommendations in coming weeks.
On ABC's The View today.
What happened is that Sonny and Anna both apparently tested positive for COVID. No matter how hard we try, these things happen. They probably have a breakthrough case and they'll be okay, I'm sure, because they're both vaccinated.
Host Joy Behar says Vice President Harris was supposed to be on for a live interview, but she did it virtually instead. The FBI with preliminary data on their annual crime report.
2020 saw overall crime on the decline for the 18th straight year. And this fact is interesting. 77% of reported homicides in 2020 were committed with a firearm. That's actually the highest share ever reported.
That's CBS's Nicole Skanga. Former President Trump says he has no intention of cooperating with the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack.
The former president says he'll assert executive privilege to fight subpoenas issued by the House's January 6th committee. An endorsement of Mr. Trump's claim by the current president might carry weight with the courts. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Mr. Biden has no intention of backing his predecessor.
The president has already concluded that it would not be appropriate to assert executive privilege.
The committee seeks documents and testimony from former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former top aides Dan Scavino and Steve Bannon, and former Pentagon official Kash Patel. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
In Collierville, Tennessee, the community is reeling after a mass shooting at a grocery store left one person dead and over a dozen injured.
We're going to believe today that you're going to lead this police department, you're going to lead this board and alderman today, God, to the direction that we need to go.
Wall Street closing mix, the Dow up 33 points, NASDAQ down 5. This is CBS News.
Dell's semi-annual sale for business has arrived. Save up to 45% on Dell computers with Windows 10 Pro to succeed anywhere. Just call 877-ASK-DELL.
Good evening. It is 6:03. Welcome to a fabulous autumn night on this Friday, September the 24th. And temps are dropping at 72 degrees. I'm Hillary Howard.
And I'm Kyle Cooper. Our top local story involves two indicted D.C. cops. New this evening, those two officers linked to the death of a 20-year-old moped rider are now indicted on federal charges. And one is accused of second-degree murder. WTOP's Christy King has more about the case surrounding Karan Hilton Brown.
Charging documents say Officer Terrence Sutton committed murder in the second degree by driving a police vehicle in conscious disregard for an extreme risk of death or serious bodily injury to 20-year-old Hilton Brown. Back when it happened, police said they began chasing the scooter because the rider wasn't wearing a helmet.
I'm not surprised that there was an indictment.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
We recognize that it appeared to be that one of our policies was violated.
There are strict protocols for when D.C. police can give chase. The indictment also charges that Sutton and his lieutenant, Andrew Zabofsky, conspired to obstruct justice to hide the circumstances of the wreck that led to Hilton Brown's death. In the district, Christy King, WTOP News.
Just last hour, D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says Sutton and Zabofsky do not reflect the vast majority of officers on the force.
While this is an indictment of these two members of our department, there are a lot of officers on our department that are going out on the streets, putting their lives on the line day in and day out, regardless of what's happening here, to make sure that the communities of the District of Columbia are safe. And I want to underscore that.
Meanwhile, there is new information linked to the killing of P.J. Evans. He's the 8-year-old who was hit by a stray bullet while playing a video game in Landover. Today, a grand jury indicted four men in connection with the shooting. Prince George's County Police say the bullet that went through the boy's window was not meant for him. It was intended for one of those indicted. More now from WTOP's Megan Clougherty.
A day before, 21-year-old Dominique Johnson dove for cover on the balcony of a Landover apartment as bullets flew past him. Charging documents say he'd shot at another man from a rival neighborhood. It's why prosecutors believe the shooting that killed 8-year-old PJ Evans was retaliatory in nature. The documents say Johnson admitted to police he shot at 21-year-old Mark Nkwacha, who police later arrested. The next day, on August 23rd, Nkwacha's brother, Desmond, and his friend, George Shaman, picked him up from jail, and 3 hours later, the documents say, the men drove to the Landover apartment and opened fire. The three, allegedly in the car, are charged with murder and guns charges. Johnson is charged with the attempted murder of Nkwacha. Megan Clougherty, WTOP News.
Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrook says the indictment is a step in the right direction.
In this case, the arrest of these three individuals, we hope, begins healing for this family and for this community. And we are also really grateful to this police department for their efforts in bringing these individuals off of our streets so that another family will not experience the grief of the Evans family.
The defendants are facing 56 charges, including murder.
Nearly a dozen people are indicted in connection with this year's death of Adam Oakes of Sterling. The 19-year-old freshman at VCU died of alcohol poisoning after a fraternity party in February. Oakes' family says he lost his life after attending the Delta Chi party and being ordered to drink the entire 1.75-liter bottle of Jack Daniel's whiskey. That is more than 40 shots. About 12 hours after going to the party, Oakes was found dead on a couch at an off-campus house. The suspects are between 19 and 22 years old. Some of them are currently being held without bond.
Traffic and weather next, 607.
Running a business comes with pressure. Remote workforces, HR compliance, retaining top talent. You start to feel boxed in. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR service and technology to work, offering my employees competitive benefit options while lightening my HR load. Instead of obstacles, I'm surrounded by people empowered to be their best. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Inspirity, HR that makes a difference.
Here's Ravi Raghava, the Chief Technology Officer for the Cloud Center of Excellence at GDIT on the Federal News Network's Cloud Exchange, sponsored by GDIT.
We see cloud as an enabler for IT modernization, both from a business as well as from a technical perspective. And we have seen government customers want to get business innovation from cloud, and that's the reason cloud is an enabler.
Listen to the entire Cloud Exchange discussion on demand at federalnewsnetwork.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.